for it here. Seems so calm and everything is so good and everything's going well. It's nice and you're like, oh, this is so sweet.
Lovely.
It's like a love song. And then all hell breaks loose.
You just know it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
Not yet. All right, it's the wrong verse. All right, we have got, where's Jameson in the studio with us? You're going to hear some screaming coming out of this. And it stars Jameson Edwards, who is the brainchild and also the guy that they're looking for. He's on the drums. And you got Jim Jesuit, who's a guitarist and the soulful, bordering on haunting lyricist and vocalist. And I should say vocalist. And Robert Richmond III, apparently, who has got his collar popped and he's wearing an Izod, like I would have been if I were in a band.
It's a big name to live up to.
At this moment right
Robert.
Here.
Robert.
So, well, thank you guys all for being here. We appreciate it. And you are our first, you're the first ever live music performance out of the WGN Studio B, where it's going to be Live Music Fridays for the rest of time. How about that?
Yeah.
How are you liking the studio over there?
It's gorgeous.
So cool.
State of the art. It's got a beautiful view. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this thing's going to end up on the, you know, it's good. They're going to make a movie about this studio before it's all said and done. I hope there are people recording what you're doing.
Should we start having rock bands sign the wall before they leave?
Oh, there's that. Wait till you tell that to the engineers.
Yeah, they're going
to
love that.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Depp played me.
Yeah. Don't tempt me. All right. Let us talk about, first of all, if you want to see these guys, they're going to be at the Outpost in Lockport. And you, you're relatively newly formed, but the music you've already put out has gotten so much attention that you're already getting media requests and record requests and stuff like that. So congratulations on this. This is amazing stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been coming together, I think, more quickly than we could have even anticipated.
Okay. Oh, definitely.
It's just been fantastic.
Yep. So, all right. So, so if you were to describe yourself, I don't want to describe you. You describe yourself. Where do you fall here? Where are the people that are inspiring you?
This is always an interesting question because, I mean, for me, it's guys like Billy Joel, Frank Zappa, David Bowie, Tom Waits.
The one genre right there. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's the beauty of it, too, is that we're all pulling from so many different genres, and that's what, you know, I might be doing a vocal line from a blues song, and Robert's playing a bass line from like a doom
Campbell
metal
or something like that. Yeah.
And then Jameson's over there rocking out like Billy Joel.
Doing whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Jameson is like, he basically that Muppet drummer is what you see going on back there. It's like, there's nothing. Yeah. It's just, it's animal. He's just, it's as muscular as you're going to hope to find it. So, all right. What do you guys want to play first?
We're going to play,
I believe, Streetlight.
Streetlight.
All right. Take it away.
Lights turn off, baby. You know I've got to go. Makes me feel like a child. Never been so low. I don't know what we were talking about. I never know. Now we're sinking. When the street lights turn off, baby, and the sky turns to red, and I'll be waiting for you, and everything you said. I don't know what you were dreaming about. I never know. Now we're sinking. No.
still.
That's timeless. Cool. That is timeless. I've ever heard timeless before. Mm. All right, that is called Streetlight. That's Where's Jameson. You can see them Friday, a week from today, at the Outpost in Lockport. We'll be back with more Live Music Friday with Where's Jameson, live from Studio G, the live music studio here at WGN, coming up. But first, Judy, what's going on? Actually, I don't know. I can't see my newsroom right now. We have no news person. I hate to ask Violetta what's going to happen on the news, because God knows.
I can tell you what's happening in traffic.
Okay, go ahead. We got a band here that you're not going to believe. Where's Jameson? And they are... It's three guys.
Yeah, three guys, Southwest Suburban Lockport. Are you guys all from Lockport, all three of you?
Roundabouts,
for the most part.
Just about around there. All right.
It sounds like they're in the witness protection program.
Who's asking?
Why
do you want to know?
Yeah, they're all looking at each other. Yeah, we're from Lockport. Yeah, that's where we're from.
Some identification before you leave the studio.
All right, this is Jameson Edwards, Jim Jesuit, and Robert Richmond III. And what do you want to do next?
We'll be playing our first single, which is called Stand By Yourself.
Take it away.
No fear as the morning comes, 'cause we think we know. But we are young and we're moving on from all we know. You're gonna be all alone this time. sister, cause it's something you know.
All right, there you have it. Where's Jameson? We found him.
Wow.
And they're right in there. Yeah, and they're all very mysterious about where they're from.
They really are.
I find that very interesting. Well, one more song from Where's Jameson for Live Music Fridays. But first, all right, Where's Jameson is in the studio. Time for one last one, and you can find Where's Jameson at wheresjameson.bandcamp on Facebook. Where's Jameson? Just put Where's Jameson into the Google, and it will help you find Jameson. The Outpost is where they're going to be in Lockport a week from tonight. Boys, take it away.
There we go.
If we all stood up on the shoulders of giants, how can you say you know better? If we all stood up on the shoulders of giants, how can you say you know?
Where's Jameson?
Wow.
Right there. You can see them on a week from tonight, July 27th, at the Outpost in Lockport. And it's some amazing musicianship, but some
really
great
are.
Songwriting right there. So, Jameson Edwards, Jim Jesuit, and Robert Richmond III.
Makes you want to chill out and have a beer and enjoy your Friday night.
Yeah, well, or I think you'll be seeing them at some big things.
I think so, too.
Before this is all said and done. Already getting all kinds of great
press.
So that's where that is. All right, Patty Vasquez is stepping into the studio.
There she is.
And Patty is, well, I would just like to point out that Patty seems to have just rushed in from the Cubs game, and I'm sorry for you.
How can you
sorry
tell,
for
Ro?
Your loss.
No, I just said,
head
am I,
to toe,
am
Cubs
I gear.
Am I screaming lose? Cubby fan?
Did they call the slaughter rule?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw the score at one point today.
I pitched for two innings.
It looked pretty.
And you did well.
Yeah.
I thought.
It was, I got there. Actually, when I got there, it was 11. It was 5-1 when I got there.
Oh.
And the game hadn't started yet. No, it was, I got there a little bit late, which is probably for the best.
It probably was in a situation like this.
I mean, they still had 11 more runs to score.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, so there you go.
And they literally were pulling people out of their field position players to pitch.
I thought it was be my turn. I didn't know what was going to happen.
And this is not like a World Series championship kind of team move. You don't see that on a lot of those, lots of teams that do that have that, you know, the big move.
Right. No, just fun at that point.
Yeah.
Just
suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose. It's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know. It got a lot of control. We've got Dave Lundy coming in, Scott Stantis. We'll talk about some of the big stories of the week. And Adam Selzer, who's one of the best architectural tour guides in Chicago.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, he does. He's great with like the history of places. He also does like haunted tours.
He's doing the river one, right?
Yes, he's doing the river one. He also does a lot of the like graveyards in Chicago.
Those are super cool, those tours.
They are, even all of them.
Yeah. He's one of the best. He does so much great research.
If people have not been to Graceland, not the one in Memphis, the Graceland Cemetery here.
I agree.
It is so beautiful, and it's got so much history.
Yes.
In it. Everybody who was anybody in this town's buried there.
That Laredo Taft sculpture, you know, with the guy, and you can see, you know, his eyes beating out. It looks like the Grim Reaper. That's a great statue.
Yeah. I mean, that is definitely a worthwhile.
Yeah.
You got to be in the mood for a cemetery.
Yeah.
And not know anybody in it. And that's a rare moment that you feel like that, but.
I love cemeteries.
I do too.
I go for walks history.
Yeah,
you were those people. I see those people walking in the cemetery, and I'm like, doesn't it creep you out?
Oh, Roseland's beautiful.
Roseland, and I'll be right.
And it's quiet for sure. But
when I go to other cities, I go to their cemeteries.
Oh,
anyways, I do. Patty, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm always looking for an inheritance in cemeteries is what I'm doing.
I might know them.
Yeah.
The weirdest one is Alphonsus on Milwaukee Avenue, because right in the middle of it is a retirement home for Catholic priests and nuns.
So they look out.
Always wondered about those people who live on the Evanston, Chicago border on the lakefront. There's that cemetery. Mm-hmm. And they built those buildings that look right into it.
Yes.
And you're like, how much are they charging for that?
Can we get a twofer?
What a view.
Yeah. A BOGO. Yeah.
So we'll talk a lot about Chicago Street and cemeteries and architecture. So it's coming up. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.